Welcome back to another episode of the Staying Christian podcast. I have with me my co-host,
Eli Chamley.
And I am your other co-host, Gavin Hobbs. This is a small talk show, not really a talk show, where we talk about religion, except not really religion. And we talk about our own experiences with God.
Yeah.
We started following God
about
separately. Yeah.
Oh, we both got baptized a few years ago. But,
yeah. And we're just taking you guys along on our journey where we learn.
Hopefully encourage you and help you stay Christian.
And
or learn what Christianity is about. If you're here and you're not a Christian, that's okay.
Yeah, you guys can be like, wow, what a load of weirdos.
You guys are
I
stupid.
Never want to join this religion. Totally understand you guys.
Yeah.
At least the weirdo part. Anyways, this is the podcast. Hopefully it'll be good. I have collected so much content this week, it's insane. And Eli actually has collected content this week.
Not really.
Okay, well,
you guys are in for a horrible ride.
Yeah, you're in for Welcome to the classic segment, Gavin and His Issues.
Welcome to Gavin and His Issues.
Yeah, so you'll understand the reason for this segment in a second here. But essentially, I am going through a moment of like depression and loneliness and feeling bad for myself.
As he does about once a month. You know,
yeah, about once a month. I'll go through it.
It's just his time.
But literally, just, I will go through this like a day or a couple days. Sometimes it's been longer where I'll just be like, I just feel like utter trash sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll feel lonely and I'm like, I'm so alone. You know, like I just go through this stuff. And even though I have my friends, I live in this nice house with all my buddies, you know, like everything's fine. I should be totally good. Usually it's due to sleep deprivation,
which you bring upon yourself.
90% of the time, I do.
Yeah.
But anyways, the reason I'm bringing this up isn't to say, oh, I've come to some glorious revelation about this. The glorious revelation is I need to sleep more. But I'm like, hey guys, we all go through this, or at least I do.
At least I hope you guys do.
I've watched my other buddies in the house. They go through the same sort of thing, you know, occasionally.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is here, and this is not, I don't know that it's supposed to be necessarily normal. I don't know. But I guess it's here to say I'm going through stuff too, you guys. Probably not half as tough as what some of you guys are going through, I guarantee you. But you know, life is a struggle. We can get through it together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to be real. I don't want to be one of those fake Christians that's just like, man, everything's going fine. I'm just following God. Just taking the chill
tears,
pills.
Tears streaming down your cheek. Everything's great.
Right. I don't
have a good time right now.
So yeah, this is what this is. Me being honest, saying, hey, I'm struggling. Going through some weird depression stuff. Going through some lonely stuff. So, not perfect by any means.
Oh, really?
So, I had you fooled. Yes!
No, I was going to make a joke that when you said, yeah, I feel bad, you know, whatever. And I'm feeling like this is like, oh, you look. Oh, you said you feel trash. I was like, oh, you look trash too.
So. Fair enough.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Anyways, that's all this is. Just let you guys know I'm a real person out here on the other side of this microphone.
I'm not.
And he's not. He's a Android.
Beep boop. So I had some interesting Bible realizations.
Ooh. Eli's interesting Bible realizations.
Wow. Ooh, wow.
A new segment on the show.
I don't know. There's just some things. I was looking at the stuff I wrote up for today, and I was like, wow, all of these I can just group together because they're kind of the same sort of thing. So,
it's garbage content.
Definitely not doing all this on the spot. one of the things was about us. You know, God made us, therefore we're valuable. Not only that, but he made us in his image.
Mm-hmm.
And that's infinitely valuable, which is why it's so much of a problem if you kill somebody.
Right.
Really? Because you're killing a sacred creation of God, you know?
Yeah.
I think that was interesting to me because, ooh, interesting. But another thought I had about that was, you know, I was thinking about it. Obviously, these terms aren't like right to think about God with, but like, oh, how much did it cost God to create humans, you know? I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, because a lot of interesting things about it is like, oh, we're like God's masterpiece, like the one thing that he wanted to make more over everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting to me because we're like over angels almost, you know, and angels are like messengers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like supposed to be more sacred than them in a way. Not like we're more sacred because, but I don't know. I just found that incredibly interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wonder if anybody else thinks about things like this.
Yep.
So the second one is that you can tell Acts and other other books in the New Testament, or even Old Testament, are actually eyewitness accounts because they don't try to make everybody look good. There are some sort of what you would expect from like promotional material for something that's fake would be like, for example, in I think it was in Acts, Luke is with Paul and a few others, and they're being followed by this young girl who's a slave girl, and she's supposedly got the spirit of Delphi, which is an oracle that the Greeks and Romans believed in. And so she's like can see the future, and like her slave owners were like making money off of her, telling people the future, like a fortune teller. And so she started following Paul and them around, saying these people are from the Most High God, they come to save you, you know, listen to them to be saved and whatever. And she did that for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul got so annoyed, like, and it says Paul was annoyed, and he got so annoyed that he just eventually was like, enough of this, turn around and cast the spirit out.
Mm-hmm.
Using Jesus' name. But the point being, if it was something that was trying to make Paul look good, like it wouldn't say he got really annoyed and fed up and lost his temper. It would have said Paul, with his
all-knowing
grace and esteem
peace.
And he turned lovingly to the child said,
yeah,
you know,
with a wave of his left pinky, he was able, that's my right pinky, his left pinky.
But I don't know, I heard that a little bit ago, and I was like, that's so true, because there's other parts of the Bible where people do not act very nicely,
right?
And then they, you know,
they act super selfishly.
Yeah. And people who are like, for example, King David.
Oh yeah.
He does plenty of things, and then he always goes, Father, Lord, I did wrong. Please save me. You know, please have mercy on me. And he goes back. But like, sometimes you could argue, oh, that's just showing that God is great and nothing matters, you know. But the truth is, those weren't just, you know, small offenses that didn't mean anything. They were pretty big. He sent a guy to die so he could have his wife,
right?
You know,
yeah.
It's like you wouldn't paint somebody you want to be an example of your religion as doing something as horrible as that,
right? Yeah, no kidding. Or even have. Yeah, God, Jesus himself come from that line, that lineage.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was really interesting. The third thing, third and final thing.
Of Eli's revelations.
Interesting
Bibles,
Bible revelations.
Interesting Bible revelations. Okay.
was that Jesus was actually real. And you're like, oh, well, duh. You know, if we're a Christian, we believe that. But when you think about it, time as we know it right now, our years are modeled after the birth of this man.
Mm-hmm.
So he was physically real. And historians believe that he was a real man that had a real influence. Because Paul and all the other people, Paul, Peter, John, all the apostles who followed him went and testified, were put to death for it. You know, they testified to their grave. And they changed Grecian culture, Grecian and Roman culture at the time completely because of him. So even if they don't agree he was all he claimed to be, they still agree that he was a real person.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like I think the biggest breakdown comes, did he rise from the dead? You know, most people are like, Jesus was a person, but did he actually? You know, people question that. But then what my dad always said that was interesting to me was like, these guys went to their graves, you know, like were tortured, you know, if this is a fake thing, most other like small uprisings and political things that came up before them would dissipate really quickly.
Yeah.
You know, but this thing never dissipated. It just kept on growing.
Not only
even
that,
though things got worse and worse.
They believed
them.
It so strongly. Like you could say, oh, it's one thing to just die for something. you know. Yeah. But then it's like they actually had to live it. Because, mm-hmm. For example, the story after the slave girl one that I was just talking about, it's like right afterwards, they are jailed for something. Hmm. Oh, it's actually because they cast the spirit out of that girl. They were
the slave owners were annoyed
yeah. and they had them there was a crowd and they were unjustly thrown in jail. They like weren't tried or anything, even though they had Roman citizenship. Mm-hmm. And so they were thrown in, and after the like they're thrown in jail and the earthquake thing happens, they don't leave because it was countercultural to do what they did. See, what they did was they stayed so that the jailer wouldn't be put to death for his letting the prisoners escape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was like, oh no, all my prisoners have probably escaped. I should just kill myself right now. And they said, no, don't harm yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still here.
Like, hey, we're just
even though
out,
even dude. Though this guy was like, oh, I'm gonna get in right with my superiors by treating these guys rudely, and like he locked them in like a painful stockade to just torture them a little bit. You know, and they like, you would expect them to be like, oh, this jailer guy, he hurt us, and these other people, they were throwing stones at us when they imprisoned us.
Yeah,
you know,
time for payback.
They should get back at them, but right. They didn't. They lived counterculturally because they so strongly believed in Jesus.
Yep.
You know,
this man and, defied death, defied right. everything.
And there are accounts of earthquakes when Jesus died, and actually the veil in the temple ripped in half.
Mm-hmm.
Like all these real things happened. The other big thing about this, I'm sorry, I'm going a little long on this third one.
He's rambling.
But the Old Testament and the New Testament are actually completely separated, written by different people. Old Testament first, that's what Jews believed.
Mm-hmm.
While the New Testament events were happening, they had a prophecy about Jesus in Isaiah,
mm-hmm.
like almost to the
prophecies.
Letter, almost like to the letter mm-hmm. of exactly what happened.
Yep.
So you could say, oh, Old Testament, New Testament, they're in the same book. So of course it's going to prophesy about itself and it's going to seem all cool and whatever.
Yeah.
But they were historically written at completely different dates.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't just copying, because there are eyewitness accounts of people seeing that the prophecy be fulfilled.
Right.
And going to their graves for it.
Yep.
For talking about it. So
yep.
I don't know. I thought all of that stuff was really interesting, and it brings it a lot more to reality in my mind, because sometimes I can put it away like, oh yeah, that stuff happened 2,000 years ago. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, 2,000 years ago in the year of our Lord, right. Jesus, you know, it was yep. modeled after the church did that. They changed the years
mm-hmm.
when we started counting history.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was really cool.
Very interesting. Yep. Eli's things.
Here I am.
Three. Eli's interesting things in the Bible explanations.
Oh, I had another point on the value of humans when I was supposed to say that. It was about how Satan tries every minute they can. Satan and the demons try every minute they can to get us away from being useful because of how important we are.
Welcome back to the newly added segment, the Axe segment.
This is my favorite segment.
Whatever.
My favorite segment in the whole world.
A wide world.
I love it.
Okay, so here we go. We're on Acts chapter 4, and read this chapter a couple times because I'm so godly. Oh my gosh.
You're just a few times.
Anyways, I read this a couple times because I needed a refresher, honestly. What was interesting in this, I already talked about it in the last episode, but they get imprisoned. Why? Because it was late at night, apparently, and the priests were like...
Who was they, Gavin?
This is... Okay, Uncle Eli, let me just tell you. Anyways, they... Peter and them, and this other dude, I don't even know, I can't remember who it is.
Timothy?
Yeah.
No.
Nope. Peter and John.
John.
Anyways, they were arrested because they healed a dude in yeah. the name... of Jesus. That's the biggie part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, they throw him in prison because time for the priest to go to bed, and they're like, not tonight, you know? So then they pull him out of prison the next morning, and they're gonna interview him and be like, yo, why are you talking about Jesus?
Yeah.
This guy didn't raise... He you're healing someone in the name of this guy that claimed to be the Son of God, and we all know he clearly wasn't, you know?
Yeah, that's blasphemous to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So... anyways, long story short, Peter is filled with the Holy Spirit and talks and is like, yo, Jesus. This is Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
We can't go back on what we just did here.
Yeah.
Because we've been changed by God. And it's by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mm-hmm. Let it be known to everyone here. This is by whom the miracle was done. And anyways, they ended up being let go because the Sadducees and all that were afraid of the people, because the people were all rejoicing, and the guy who was healed himself was rejoicing to God. They're all giving glory to God and not these guys, you know? So anyways, this whole thing goes down, and it's just so interesting about how, like, Peter's filled with the Holy Spirit, and it's all just done so boldly. This is like this first thing going down, and man, they're having... Sorry, I'm turning off this music real quick so I don't keep going. It was just like this glorious first start, at least for me. But then they immediately get thrown in prison. I also think that's funny. It's like, bam, let's start this off. This is how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Anyways, in the end, Peter and John go back to their group of guys, you know, and the apostles, and they pray, you know, and pray for boldness. And in the end, the Holy Spirit falls upon them. They all start going out speaking with boldness, you know. So that was cool to me, because it's like, okay, this is something we can do. Mm-hmm. They did it, and we can do it maybe too, is pray for boldness.
Yeah.
You know, how often do we pray for boldness?
Right. Well, you're saying this, and what's interesting to me is the fact that they don't have these years of people behind them who believe what they believe.
Oh, no. Yeah.
In fact, they have a mass of people who mostly are people they knew before. Mm-hmm. People that, you know, they might have looked up to in Judaism,
right,
who believe everything. They're going against what all these people, what their families probably believed for so long.
Yep.
And they're saying, hey, we've seen this, we need to be bold, and it's going to be really hard.
And it's going against everything our culture says. Yeah.
Not only the culture, but stuff that everybody in their town, their hometowns are saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's true. Yeah.
And they're like, we've seen this. And what's interesting to me is I can go, okay, you know, the church has been around for a long time. I have people I know, people have existed for a long time, said very wise things that I believe what they say, whereas they did not.
Yeah.
It was like, we are the beginning of this.
Yeah.
And we have to be bold. And it was like, wow. And that's what's hitting me with this.
Yeah, that's very true. So yeah, anyways, they go through all that. After that, what's interesting is all of a sudden at the end, after they go out and speak with boldness, it's just like, now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own. They had all things in common. And this is when it says they sold those who had little, received from those who had much, you know?
Yeah.
And no one lacked. And
they took care of each other.
Yeah, they took care of each other. And so, yeah, that's the other thing. I feel like I already did this chapter almost.
I think we did something about...
We did part of it.
Yeah.
We definitely did part of this chapter. Anyways, that's what happened. If we're repeating this, this segment won't go in. But the church is taking care of each other. Those people, the people who all shared in the belief that Jesus rose from the dead and he's worth giving up everything for.
Right.
So, yeah, that's X segment. And as per usual, I don't know how to end it. So we're just going to go out from here.
What's interesting to me about some of this?
Interesting to me
is there was, so you know when the most popular story of God saying, of Jesus saying, lay stuff down, is the rich young ruler.
Yeah,
and that was so. Let's compare it with something real quick. I'm going to sound like,
let's compare it with something real quick. Let me teach you something.
No, but
yeah,
there's that story, which is him saying, go sell all of your possessions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so now as Christians, we're like, okay, so I've got to be prepared to give up all my possessions. I think that's good. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you're like, I can't physically give up all my possessions to live. So do I just ignore all this?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's what happened with Nicodemus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that, but when he goes, he sees Nicodemus in the tree and they go have dinner together.
Yep.
Nicodemus says, I'll give half of what I have, or I'll give this much. And Jesus doesn't say, oh, I'm disappointed in you. You should have given like literally everything you have. Right. He goes, this household has been saved.
Right.
You know,
He's like, dang it, Nicodemus. Damn it. Like, this is not enough. Dude. You know, this is not enough, Nicodemus.
Can't believe you. And I think I might have heard.
I honestly expected all of your camels, everything.
Everything you have. I don't remember who I heard talk about that, but I remember hearing that, and I was like, that's something important to me. I was like, because for a long time, I'm like, you know, as soon as I get my paycheck, I'm giving 3/4 of it, and I'm keeping like a quarter, right?
Right.
And I'm like, I'm saying right like I'm doing that. I'm not. But I'm saying like, this is what I think I have to do. And I'm like, no, I give my first fruits because I'm grateful for the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I was listening to a lot of stuff this week, and I was listening to this guy talk about some things, not entirely related, doesn't matter. But he was talking about, I don't remember the pastor's name, but he had this awesome metaphor of something I need to be working on and that I really want to be doing. And I don't remember if the story was like an actually true story, if it was just a metaphor, but he said that he was walking across the street and he was walking across the street and he stops in the middle of the street and then takes a minute and then he keeps walking and somebody saw him and they go, you know, why did you do that? You're stopping in the middle of the street and that's dangerous. And why are you doing that? It's dangerous. And he's like, yeah, I know. But what he said was, and I thought this was awesome, was that he was walking and he realized he had sinned towards God and he didn't realize it until that moment. And he didn't want to take another step without getting clear with God about it and repenting of it. And I think that's something I need to be looking at for myself, but I think that's a very powerful thing because when I tend to do that, I don't tend to repent right away.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to distance myself and be like, I'm not worthy of even talking to God right now.
Right.
So I shouldn't even, you know, think about that. And, you know, occasionally it's like, I'm in the sinning mood, I guess, you know, and yeah. I don't want to do that. I love God a lot and I want to keep up my relationship and not have anything between us anymore. And so, I don't know. I think that was an awesome picture of what we should be doing,
mm-hmm.
and not letting stuff get between us. Because when people talk about sinning, they're like, you're sinning towards your brother or whatever. But really, it's way more vertical than it is horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of justice stuff like, oh, they sin towards me, so I want justice for that, blah, blah, blah. But really, we're sinning towards God because we're putting stuff in between our relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to get that out of the way. It's definitely important to get stuff out of the way with your brothers. But I mean, ultimately, It's not like our sin is unimportant because it's just not harming anybody.
And it's not like our sin is just like, God's like, oh, you sin, now I'm going to distance myself. It's like,
yeah,
you, by sinning, are pushing yourself away from God.
You feel ashamed of it, obviously.
Yeah.
So, I do. I distance myself. Yeah. I think I'm not worthy to talk. Mm-hmm. But,
and that's precisely when you should talk.
Right. So, I want to encourage you guys to do that too. Because I think it's a very important practice to have, to go after it immediately. And you better.
This is...
What is this segment, Gavin? What's this?
This is me telling you guys to be thankful, because...
you guys better be thankful.
Because...
Or he's going to hunt you down.
Well, listening to Brant Hansen, and if you guys don't listen to the Brant Cherry Show, you really should, because they're way better than us. And honestly, we were inspired by them so much. Anyways,
yeah,
we'll leave a link to them in the description below.
Yeah, they're the Brant and Sherry Oddcast.
Yeah. Brant always talks about being thankful and how incredibly important that is for us to staying happy and staying joyful.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, we're called as Christians to be joyful, not to be one of those... We're called as Christians to be joyful. That's what I feel like. Yeah. But we are. And mm-hmm. so this is part of doing that. Give thanks. Of all things to God. There's some verse that like that. Anyway.
You should have found it, Gavin.
I should have found it.
We're going to string you up for this.
I am working a new job now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very thankful. And I just find, even when there's a little bit of inside, little thing inside me, they're like, this. It's like, no. Got to turn around. Got to be thankful for this job. Because I really am, like, you guys, if you've been listening, if you're a long-time listener of the show, you know. Me and jobs, man.
Gavin,
I have gone through them
for his complacency.
I have gone through them
jobs.
Like bowls of cereal.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I got a new job. I'm working on a farm now, and I'm just out there, and I'm walking along these giant hoops and the produce.
Yeah.
And you just look up at the sky and you're just like,
the great outdoors, baby.
It is. So I don't know. Maybe it'll help you guys. Even when there's times in my job, it's just like, there's this. It's just like, you know what? It could be worse.
Really
could. I could literally be scooping fossilized raccoon poop out of an attic.
You could be vacuuming up lead paint.
I could be vacuuming up lead paint. You could be
picking poison ivy.
I could be picking poison ivy. So, yeah, I don't know. Be thankful, you guys, because it really does help. I've found it to be helpful, personally. Mm-hmm. Really does boost your mood to really look up and be like, man, God, thank you.
I mean, yeah.
Because he really has given us, at least me, so much.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you guys. You guys are probably, he's probably giving you nothing. So like, you shouldn't have anything to be grateful
he's
for.
He's given us life. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Which,
I'm grateful for just to be alive, man.
They say it's one of the greatest gifts. So
I was laughing earlier because one of the older Christians I know, he goes up to me sometimes. He's like, where's the joy of the Lord, brother? And I'm just like, leave me alone, you know? And, I love the guy, but sometimes I'm like, I'm not in the mood. I'm going through things, trials and tribulations. And then I just hear, come on, joy of the Lord. So I was like, oh no.
It is a thing though, man. We're called to be joyful.
Yeah,
you know?
True. You give thanks that God's done so much. You count your blessings, man.
Yep.
You have them.
And
whether
or not
you know it.
We're going to leave you on this inspirational note, this music. It's fading in like Hillsong-y style, you know.
We're gonna sing now. Please join us in the song.
This was the Staying Christian podcast, and I am Gavin Hobbs.
I'm Eli Chamley. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you liked it, you can
give it a thumbs up.
You could give us a review on I think is it Apple.
Yeah, you can review us on Apple Podcast and I think on Android Podcast or
and if
Google
you hated
Podcast.
It, you can send us emails at stayingchristian@gmail.com.
Yeah, don't leave us a review if you hated it. Just email us.
Or you can DM
all your hate mail directly to us on Instagram at stayingchristian.
Yeah, and you can follow us there to see when we post. We're also on Twitter at stayinchristian because they wouldn't let us have the G in there.
Also, you can hit up the YouTube channel. We have YouTube channel now where all of this is on video. So if you're listening, you can see.
Yeah, you can see us.
You can see us.
You can see
I don't know
horrible,
why,
disgusting
why you would
looking
want
faces.
That. I don't know why you would want that.
Look like potatoes.
Now you can't.
We do.
You're
anyways.
So right.
We're made in the image of God, Gavin. Stop saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. We
anyways,
love you guys.
Yep.
Stay real.
Stay Christian.
Bye.
Bye.
Why are you still here?
Leave, ratus.
Oh, it's gonna be the worst episode ever. This is the worst.
This is the title. The worst episode ever.
Question mark.